Los apego. Hoshever Tibo. Tulak Dosha called the Shoshana Yom Teruah. If one wants to understand what Rosh Hashanah is all about, probably the right place to visit the mitzvah of Ki Yeshefa and try to see what we can learn from the mitzvah of Ki Yeshefa. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Milchus Tshuva, Yiduidike Rambam, the Rambam says, Avo Pishet Ki Yeshefa Ve Rosh Hashanah Gzeres HaKosov Remez Yeshbay. We have to learn these few words before we go further, so we shouldn't make any mistakes. The Rambam tells us, of course, when one thinks about Ki Yeshefer, we can hear a lot of interesting and nice pshatim why we blow Shefer. But one cannot forget that it's a Gzeres HaKosov. The Torah Akdoshah tells us to blow Shefer. The Mechaber writes in Hilchos Shefer that one should not make nice pictures on the Shefer. That it should be nice, that it should look nice. It's not nochain to do that way. One of the Sifrei Kabbalah on Shulchan Aruch writes that the Kavanas HaMechaber is to be meramed on this Rambam. Of course you could say tzurot in the Shofar. You can make all kinds of different demyonos and pictures and reasons why you blow Shofar. But you have to remember that these pictures are only pictures and remodeling. And they have nothing to do with the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself is a lot greater. I heard from my father, Zechayin Leveracha, that mitzvahs are called Tamei HaMitzvahs. The Rishonim wrote Tamei HaMitzvahs, the Chinuch, others. He said that when one would eat an apple, and he would want to explain to somebody what an apple is, and he would tell them it tastes a little bit sweet, a little bit tart, all he's saying is what he tasted in the apple. The other person will never understand what an apple is. He can only understand what this person tasted in an apple. So too, Tamei HaMitzvahs means a tam that the Rishonim tasted in a mitzvah. An argosha, a tam, a taste, and a seirus that they took from a mitzvah. But it has nothing to do with the mitzvah itself. And that is exactly what the Rambam starts off. Avo pishet ki yeshoyva v'roish ha'shona g'deres ha'kotov. Ki Shofar Rosh Hashanah is the Gzeres HaKosov. The Torah Akdoshah told us to blow Shofar. We know from great tzaddikim that wanted to know the kavanos of Shofar, what kavana to think b'shach they blow Shofar, what they should have in their mind. They asked their rabbis, what should we think when we go to blow Shofar? And they were told to think three words. The Loshen HaGemara, Rachmana Omar Tiku. The Torah Akdoshah told us to blow Shofar, but the Rambam tells us that even though this Gzeres HaKosov Remez Yeshbay, and the Rambam needed to tell us a Remez because he wanted to teach us something, and he tells us the following: Kaleima, which Remez is then Ki Shofar? Uru Yishenem Mishinaschem Unirdomem Ikitzu Mitirdamaschem. There is a Remez in Ki Shofar that people who are sleeping should wake up from their sleep. Those who are in a slumber should wake up. Chitzu b'maseichem, chazru b'tshuva v'zichru b'ayachem. The Shofar tells you to look in your ma'asim, to do tshuva, and remember that there's a bara olam on the world. To who is the Shofar talking? Eilu ashokchem et ha'emes. Those who forget the truth. V'havle azman, in the havolim, what Shlomo HaMelech talks about in Kehelet. The Havolim of this world, Shoigim Kol Shnosom, they go and they make mistakes all their life. The Hevel Rik, they do things that are Hevel, things that are nothing, but Rik, things that are no worse. Asher Lo Yoyil, they will not help them, but Lo Yatzel, they will not save them. The Shofar is telling you, He Bitu L'Nafshei Seichem, V'Tivu Da'acheichem. That's the Lashon HaRambam, and they should leave you there, Hara. That's the Lashon HaRambam, Perek Gimel, Milchus Tshuva, Halacha Dalet. This past Shabbos, in the morning, I opened up a Sefer, and the Sefer told me, Adova Nifla, that there are three places in Rambam that that the Rambam talks about waking up from sleep. And he doesn't explain it, he just makes a ma'ara mokim. That there are another two mitzvahs that the Rambam uses this lashon. In Perek Vav Mehilchis Mezuzah, the last Rambam Halacha Yud Gimel, listen to a lashon and Rambam about the mitzvah of Mezuzah. Peladik a lashon and Rambam. Chayiv Odom Lizoyer B'Mezuzah. There's a chiyuv for a person to be very careful in the mitzvah of Mezuzah. Because it's a mitzvah that you do all the time. What does the Mezuzah do for a person? Listen to a lashon and Rambam. Called Zmanchi Konis V'Yete. Every time he comes into his house or he goes out of his house. Yivga, he will meet Yichud Hashem Shmoy Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. He will meet Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He will remember that the Bnei Olam will remember Hashem Echad. Yizkei Ravosei, he will remember what happened to Hashem Elokeinu. V'yoir, he will wake up Mishinosei, he will wake up from his sleep. V'shigyusov Bahav Le'azman. A kitzur of the Lashon and Amam El Cheshefa, he'll wake up from his sleep and his shigyosov, the same exact Lashon, that he goes Bahav Le'azman. V'yeda, Shein dovo lo oimid lo oilom lo olme oilom, and there's nothing that's nitzchius, there's nothing that's forever, ele yediyas tzu ra oilom. The Rambam says here words, half love of fella. And the person will stop by the mezuzah and think, miyat, right away, hu chayda le data, he'll become, go straight back to his daat, ve hoilach bedarke misharen, and he'll go on the straight way. So the Rambam says, what's the tachlis of mezuzah? To wake up a person from havle azman, and to set him back in the right way. A third Rambam, a third mitzvah. Perek Yud Gimel Melchus Aveilus. When the Rambam talks by Eleinu about an oval, and the Rambam talks after the halachas of Aveilus, and the Rambam says a person that's not misabel on an oval, the Rambam says the oval of a person, what the tachlis of Aveilus is, the tachlis of Aveilus is do tshuva, and the Rambam says at the end, kol ze kidei lohochen atzmai, to wake a person up from his sleep. Three places the Rambam: the mitzvah of Shofar, the mitzvah of Mezuzah, and the mitzvah of Aveilus. And the Rambam ends with a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Nuyudik a pasuk. He kisa isom v'loy cholu. I gave them a klop, I gave them a patch, I gave them a rachmanu tzlan atzara v'loy cholu, and they didn't get scared, they didn't become sick. Too tarshin, miklal shetzarech lahokis, that you have to wake up. That's the Lashon HaRambam. What are these three mitzvahs that the Rambam picked? Where did the Rambam have a mekur for these three mitzvahs? Why did the Rambam pick these three mitzvahs? There are no place in Chazal that say that these three mitzvahs wake a person up. Where did the Rambam get these three mitzvahs? Want to be matzia, a ratzah, a matana from the Ribbono Shel Olam, has nothing to do with me. A matana, mamash a matana from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara says in Berachas Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Rigzu v'al tichtou imru b'lbavchem v'al mishkavchem. Zog the Gemara, La'oilom yargiz odom yetetei v'al yetera. The Gemara says three eights, Yasek b'teira, it doesn't work, Yikre Krishma, doesn't work, Yaske le'yem ha'misa. What is the meaning of Rigzu? Rashi learns Rigzu is a lashon of machlokes. That's how Rashi learns. But it will open up a tiller, and we'll look in Targum Yonison, and we'll look in all the Mepharshim. The Targum types is on Rigzu, a lashon of Zava, a lashon of a Pachad, a lashon of a Tzita. In Malbim, in Mitzudot, all types is a lashon of a Pasik, Shomu Hamim Yegozum, Rigzu Becholu Miponecha. So they say that Rigzu is a lashon of Pachad, Pachad and Meira. And what does the Pachad and Meira do? That's your way of fighting the Yetzirah. Three things bring a person of the Gemara. The first eight says Yatik B'Teira, V'Emlav, and B'Teira doesn't work. Yikra Krishma, V'Emlav, Yatikila Yayma Misa. Before we will go into the Gemara, just let's see the Mirdike Tushtel to the Rambam. Shofar, it says in Apsad Yigoyin, Abakamter Apsad Yigoyin, printed in every Machzah. Shofar is here to remind us the Kaila, Shofar of Matan Teira. What happened by Matan Teira? Vayechad kolom b'machne. The Koil HaShofar of Matan Teira brought a Koil that brought a Chavada to Klal Yisrael. It brought them a Pacha. Mezuzah is Kabbalah Tzor Malka Shemayim is Kiryashma. Yavki Le'yem HaMisa is Yavki Le'yem HaMisa. Those are the three mitzvahs that the Rambam says wake up a person and bring him to Pacha. Shofar, Mezuzah, and Hilchos Aveilus. Shofar, that's the Inyan of Yartik B'Teira, Mezuzah, that's Yikri Krishma, and Aveilus, that's Yartik L'Yom Amisa. So that's the Makur of the Rambam, and that's the thread that goes runs through these three mitzvahs, and these three mitzvahs are the same tachlis. Let us now go and understand what this means, and what it means to us, and what we have to learn from this. Now, Tzadik HaKohen and many others ask a very simple question. If it's true that there are three eitzes, Tehila, Kirishma, Yaskelei, and Amisa, and the last eitz of the Gemara says, Imlav is Yaskelei, and Amisa, Abakanti Kasha, if so, let's start with the last eitz. Let's start with the eitz of Yaskelei, and Amisa. One can go and fear death, and from that will be a Yirei Shamayim and have Parchas, and from that he will succeed to be to have the right Parchas. That's the question that everybody asks. The question, the Teretz of Tzadik HaKohen says, is a very simple Teretz. There is no way that a person can be Menatzeach the Yetzer Hara except with Torah. The Rambam says, no, Sotel Chasasuri Biyah, that Eina Yetzer Motzi Ele Belev Poni Menat Torah. There is no other way. Yatik B'Torah is the only Yetzer. It comes over time, says Rav Tzadik HaKohen, that one cannot learn Torah. The Torah HaKdoshah doesn't enter him. Either the Torah HaKdoshah stays only in his mind. The Torah HaKdoshah doesn't go, travel from his mind to his heart. Because the Ikkar the Rambam says, if one will look at the Rambam, Sefer HaKadosh Rebiyah, we'll see that the Rambam says, Elo Belev Poni Menachachma. The Rambam should say, Elo Bemoyach Poni Menachachma. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, where is the Yetzer? What's the protection for the Yetzer? That the Torah should be where? Not in the Moyach, in the leg of the person. So you need to travel from the Moyach to the leg. What is, if the person's leg is a leg Evan, the person's leg cannot accept the Torah HaKadoshah. It's Hashmein Leiva Almazer, the Novi says. The leg is already covered with so much Gashmir. It doesn't have a Dagosha of Torah, can't wake it up. So how do you wake up the person? You have to use the Koyach of Kriyashma. Then he will go back to the Rav Tzadik, to the first Eitzah. If the Kriyat Shema travels back, he goes back to the Eitzah of what? Of Torah HaKadoshah. If Kriyat Shema is not enough, the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim is not enough, then you use Yaskelei and Amisa. And Yaskelei and Amisa gives him the jolt to wake up and to be able to be Mekabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, and then he goes back to Torah HaKadoshah. But the ultimate is one Eitzah. The ultimate is only the Eitzah of Yaskelei B'Torah. That's how Rav Tzadik HaKohen, the Machshavah Yischoros, other places, explains the Gemara. So if we go back now, and we see what exactly we have to do, we realize that Shofar is the Ikar Aveda. That even though we have three Eitzes, we have three Mitzvahs like the Rambam says, but the Shofar, that's the Eitzah, because the only Eitzah is Kabbalat HaTorah. And the truth of the matter, we can say something very, very interesting. We stand by Kol HaShofar on Rosh Hashanah. What are we hearing by Kol HaShofar on Rosh Hashanah? What Kol are we hearing by Kol HaShofar on Rosh Hashanah? The Pasuk says on Torah HaKadoshah. The Torah HaKadoshah was given in Bar Sinai, the Kol HaShofar. It says in Pasuk, the Kol is Kol Gadol V'Loi Yosef. And the touch V'Loi Yosef is V'Loi Pasuk. One touch. The Maral explains V'Loi Yosef, there was no echo. There was no vidika, there was no echo. Why was there no echo? I heard from my father, Chayin Avracha, a half lidika pshat. When you talk, why is there an echo? Why do you have an echo? Because the sound bounces off from the walls, so it causes an echo. So that means that the wall stops the sound. If not, there wouldn't be an echo. The coil of Matan Torah, there's no gashmis that could stop it. So therefore, it is not possible there should be an echo. Because the wall doesn't stop the Kol of Matan Torah. And just like the wall doesn't stop the Kol of Matan Torah, so too the time, which is also a creation, doesn't stop the Kol of Matan Torah. Because Matan Torah is not anything Gashmi, so just like a Gashmi stick, a wall can cause an echo, so too the period, the Bria of time, which is also a concept only in Gashmis, cannot be Ma'akiv, the Kol of Matan Torah. And that's why the Kol of Matan Torah is Kol Gadol V'Lo Yosef, Kol Gadol V'Lo Pasak. The Heiliges Vasemes says that when he says Shema Yisrael, what does he have to hear? What does he have to hear in Shema Yisrael? You know what you're supposed to hear in Shema Yisrael when you say, Shema Yisrael, hear Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hear the call of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. You have the ability to concentrate, to be able to hear the call of Matan Torah. Who heard the call of Matan Torah? You know who heard the call of Matan Torah? Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, Chazal tell us, Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says Berachis, Yotza Nishmosei Be'echot. What's that, Yotza Nishmosei Be'echot? Hosh Pshat. So at the same time, the minute they killed him, Rahman al-Islam, at that moment was Yotza Nishmosei, he said the word Echot. The Heilige Rishonim, the Tzaddik HaKoyim, both tell us that's not what it means. Yotza Nishmosei Be'echot means it was Parcha Nishmosei when he said Echot. It was Parcha Nishmosei. His neshama went out from Dveikas Habayre. Where did it go out from? What happened by Matan Torah when Klaus heard the Noich Hashem Elokecha? Was Parcha Nishmasam. Rabbi Kiva says Kriya Shema with such a kavana. Rabbi Kiva was Mikayim Shema Yisrael. He was able to hear the Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad of Kriya Shema of Matan Torah. He was able to hear the Noich Hashem Elokecha. That was Parcha Nishmasai. That was Yachzeh Nishmasai Be'echad. Because he reached all the way till there. That's the Kail of Matan Torah. That Kail is heard in the Kail of Shofar. The Kail of Shofar, when we hear the Kail of Shofar, there lies in that Kail, the Kail Godel V'Layotov of Matan Torah. And we hear the V'yechrat Kolom Mamachne. We have to have that Charodah, Hayitoka, the Novi says, Hayitoka Shofar V'yir V'am Lo Yechrodu. Is it possible that a shofar should be blowing and we should have a charada? And that charada we had by Matan Torah, and that charada is a constant charada that comes. And when he learns Torah HaKadosh, when he opens up a Gemara, when he opens up a Gemara, he's also by Matan Torah. He's also by Matan Torah. The Gemara Mesechtes Berachos, a Gemara which everybody has to ask a simple question on the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that when a person learns, he has to learn with four midos. Be'ema, be'yira, be'reses, u'be'ziya. As the land will learn with four midos. If you want to remember a simon for those four midos, Rab Zeira, Zeira is Rosh Tevis, as I state name of Amos, Zeira is Rosh Tevis, Ema, yira, Ema, yira, reses, u'be'ziya. And the targets from yira. Why do we have to have it? Because Ma'ala Hamo, just like by Matan Torah, that was Ba'ema B'yir B'reses U'B'Zeyah. So too when we learn we have to go. Tzushtam. By Matan Torah there was the Ribbono Nishleilam. By Matan Torah they came down the Ribbono Nishleilam with Chav Beis Elos Malachim. There was this Galus Neiloth Ma'amid Al-Sinai. So of course there was Ema B'yir B'reses U'B'Zeyah. And I open a Gemara over here in America and I open up a lot of Gemara and I have to sit Ba'ema B'yir B'reses U'B'Zeyah just like by Matan Torah Ma'alahalo. What's the proof of that Gemara? That Matan Torah is constant. The Kol Godel of Matan Torah is constant. And when you sit and learn, there's also the Kol Godel of Matan Torah. And that's why a Yid could get Yerushamayim and a Charoda and a Rigzu from a learning of that Gemara. You say every day in Davening. Every day in Davening you finish Menesera. You mispal to Rebbeinu Shlom Shiyibana Beis Amigdash M'heira B'yameinu V'sein Chalkeinu B'Tereseva Nisham Navot Chaviyira. Could somebody tell me what this means? Somebody should explain to me what this means. Where is it? What's the connection here? Shibana Beit HaMikdash, the Tefillah of Binyan Beit HaMikdash. Visham Navot Chaviyira, Visham in the Beit HaMikdash. That's the Visham. In Beit HaMikdash there was Yerushamayim. So where does it come in? B'Techol Kein B'Techol. We should say Shibana Beit HaMikdash B'Meira V'Yameinu Visham Navot Chaviyira B'Techol Kein B'Techol. The Goyin is this kasha. The Heilige Goyin Chuseyog Naleinu is this kasha. And the Goyin says that the Vishom goes on Torah also. The Vishom goes on Torah also. You did the Vishom in Beit HaMikdash that brought Yira. And we're going to say in Sliches, Ve'ein lo nushiru raka Torah azeis. HaMikdash is Rachman al-Islam l'chepo l'ubizeis. Ve'ein lo nushiru raka Torah azeis means that we had in the Beis HaMikdash Yerushamayim, where can I get Yerushamayim today? Where can I take a parchat from the Rebbeinu Shalom? In a blood Gemara I take my parchat.
The Seichel came to the Seichel, Bisham Navot Chabihira. The Shurish is Batkir Shoifa. The Shurish is Batkir Shoifa. Batkir Shoifa, we are standing again by Maimed HaSinai, and we have again the Vayechrat Kolom Asher Bamachna. We have again that Vayechrat. That doesn't work. We forget Matan Torah. We have a constant reminder. Kabbalah Samach HaShamayim, Yikir Kirishma, Mezuzah, Rachman Uslan, that doesn't work. So the Rebbeinu Shalom brings the third Eitzah to wake us up, the wake up call, to go back to the original. Those are the three things. Let us go a drop further. Let us understand more. Where does sleep come from? Where does sleep come from? I think it's kedai to say over a word from Agoy Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal, a neurodike word. Also a question everybody does every day, and we make a berocha b'echad hashacha, and we make a berocha amav sheino me'eino isnuma me'afafoi. We don't enter Amen in most of Klal Yisrael. Now but then, it's a long bracha. Yirosan fanecha, shetagaleinu b'serisecha, borecha to Hashem, hagoyim al chasodim tovim l'am Yisrael. What does that yirosan, with that hagoyim al chasodim, have to do with amav sheino? If this is one bracha, how does this connect? Amav sheino me'eino isnuma me'afafoi means, I get up in the morning, my eyes are sleepy, the Rebbeinu takes away the eye, the shena and the tnuma from the eyes and the eyelids, and I'm able to get up in the morning. Where is this coming over here? So Rav Shimon Schwab, in the Torah, it says, and it happens to be that the Pasuk says, on Rosh Hashanah, the first Rosh Hashanah in the Bria, on the day of Bria to Adam, it says in the Torah, Vayapel Hashem, Tardemo. The Rebbeinu Shem brought a tardema on Adam Rishon in order to create the Isha. Hayapol Hashem Elokim tardema. You know what Rav Schwab asks? A kasha. You have to be very great to ask such a kasha. Little people can ask such a question. But people that see the Torah Kedosh are able to ask such a question. It never says anywhere in the Torah that Adam Rishon woke up. Never said anywhere in the Torah Kedosh that Adam Rishon woke up. It says, Vayapol Hashem Elokim tardema. He went for him in slumber and he never woke up. Why didn't the Torah Kedosh tell us he woke up? Zachrab Schwab, you know when Torah Kedosh, when we woke up? By Matan Torah we woke up. By Matan Torah we woke up. Matan Torah is the awakening from that Tadema. That's the awakening from that Tadema. A dog of Pella, they say to Shimon Schwab in Sefer. By Yabal Hashem in Tadema, he never woke up. Because the tardema that happened over there was in the fila. It says in Medrash, if you open up a Medrash in Bereshis Rabbah, it says on that tardema, Tchilas Nefila Shina. That was the start of the Chet of Adam Rishon, that tardema. That wasn't that tardema of sleep, that the tardema of the Rambam, the Maschem of Havlei Azman, that was the Yerida of Adam Rishon, for being Adam Rishon, to go into a Maschem of tardema. What woke him up from that tadema? Not woke him up from that tadema, Matan Torah. We were awoken from that tadema. Half of a fella. Now we know the bracha. Amar v'sheinu me'enus numafa poir, Rav Shimon Schwab says, doesn't go on the gashmistika, Amar v'sheinu. Because on that, the Rebbeinu Shem gave us the koyach to wake up from that tadema, from the tadema of sleep. Let me say over what it says in Sovim from Avshalim Kluge, printed from a Ksav Yadar and Rosh Hashanah. Avshalim Kluge says, Adav al Niflod, when you'll get up Rosh Hashanah in the morning and you'll make a Baracha Amar Vishena, you should have a Kavana on the Mitzvah of Shofar. Because the Rambam says that the Mitzvah of Shofar is to wake up a person. Look, Avshalim Kluge, you know what you should be Mechavim when you say Amar Vishena or Rosh Hashanah in the morning? You should be Mechavim on that Amar Vishena and the Numa that the Shofar was going to take away from a person. It's a Shem Shwab, it's Chavl of a Fela, because that's the Esam the Baruch every day. And that's why we say Shetagaleinu B'Seir HaSecha, and that's the Goyim of Chasodim Toivim La'ava Yisrael Daiko. And Shem Shwab is Samer the Kikasha, the Goyim also is Mavishena Me'en is to Mavapoi. Only the Yid is Mavishena. The Goyim also wakes up in the morning. So why is it a Goyim of Chasodim Toivim La'ava Yisrael? Because it's going on that Tadema. It's going on a completely different Tadema. That's what helps on that. Shetagilein b'seir hasecha. Torah Kedosh helps to wake up from that tadema.
And that's the tadema that we wake up from. We have a muridikin, koyach, a new look on what tadema is, which tadema we're talking about. And that tadema happens on Rosh Hashanah. Those who look in Svarim HaKadoshim know that they brought in Svarim HaKadoshim that on Rosh Hashanah, the tkiyos have to do with that tadema, vayapol Hashem elokim tadema, to wake up with that tadema. So that's our avodah. Let us understand what that tadema is. Let us understand our avodah. Seven posik. Vayiter Hashem elokim es ha'adam ofar min ha'adama. The Rebbeinu Shem created a person ofar min ha'adama. He created him from earth, from ofar. Vayifach ba'apov nishmat chayim. Vayihi ha'adam l'nefesh chaya. Said in Zohar HaKadosh. Taitchim posik. Vayiter Hashem elokim es ha'adam ofar. Ofar is the lowest of the four elements in the world. There's four elements. Ofar has no chiyus whatsoever. Eish, Ruach, Mayim, all move, all have a chiyus. Ofar has no chiyus whatsoever. That's the lowest of the lowest. And the Mershom created a person, Ofar. Ayipach Ba'apov, the highest of the world. Ayipach Ba'apov, it says in Zohar HaKadosh, Mam the Nofach, Midalei, Ko Nofach. Kavayochol, the Rebbeinu was nafach midelei. He put into a person a chelak alakeim, imal le neshama gedesha. Vayihi ha'odom le nefesh chaya. So the Zohar HaKadosh, the Torah HaGedosha, the Rebbeinu Shalom, gives a scream, Vay! Vayihi! You know what happened to this person? He was first a neshama, and he was put together with this offer, and he became only a nefesh chaya. He's no more a nishmat chayim. He went down from being a Nishmat Chaim. He really should be a Nishmat Chaim. And he lost the Madrego of being a Nishmat Chaim. What happened to him? He became suddenly a Nefesh Chaya. That's how the Zohar HaKadosh taught you. Meaning to say that we're made up of two parts. We're made up of Ofar, of Guf. The Guf is Ofar and Adoma. And we have in ourselves Chelek El Kaim Imal. We have in ourselves a Neshama. And what everybody knows that the Etzem, that Shemayim and Earth, the Neshama HaGedosha comes from Shemayim. The Neshama HaGedosha comes from Shemayim. The Sefer uses it many times that Neshama is Begematria HaShemayim, because the Neshama is the Shemayim of a person, and the person is made up of Earth. What is our Avodah? What is our Avodah? Our Avodah is to connect Shemayim and Earth. Our Avodah is to connect Shemayim and Earth. Our avodah is to make a shutfis of Shemayim and Eretz, to make them live together, to make the Shemayim and Eretz live together. Not that the Shemayim should go down to the Eretz, but we have to elevate the Eretz. We have to elevate the Chelek HaOvam and HaAdama, that it should become part of the Neshama HaGedosha, and then we do our tachlis. Those are the three mitzvahs. Shina comes from the Chelek HaOvam. Chaim Vital writes in Shara Kedusha that Atzlus comes from Yiseida Ofer. Yiseida Atzlus and Shina, the seven posik, that Atzlus and Shina go together. Shina comes from the Yiseida Ofer. That's where Shina comes from. And the Koyach of Shina is the Koyach of Yiseida Ofer. Yiseida Ofer pulls the person down. I heard from the Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem, the Retzadik Leverocha, a Nirudikizach. Why did the Rebbeinu Shem create gravity? For what reason did the Rebbeinu Shem make gravity in this world? You can answer a lot of reasons, you'll tell me, because if not, we would float around. So what? We would float around. Marash, why did the Rebbeinu Shem have to make gravity? The Rebbeinu Shem wanted to teach you that the earth is pulling you down. Where are you getting pulled down by? You're getting pulled down by the offer. You say the offer, that's pulling you down. The Eibishter made the Bria Ishmael to see what the problem of the Bria is. Why can't you jump up to Shemayim? Why can't you pick yourself up? You know why? Because there's a Koyach that's pulling you down. Which Koyach pulls you down? Gashmius, Ofal, the Ofal Min Adoma, the Guf that pulls you down, that schleps you down. And that's what you have to fight. And that's the Avodah of a person, to make Shemayim and Aretz, to take Shemayim and Aretz. The Rebbeinu Shem gave us the Torah HaKadosha, which the Torah min HaShemayim, which has the ability to change a person just for a minute to go away from what we're talking about. Minig Yisrael to eat dvash on Rosh Hashanah. Minig Yisrael to Rosh Hashanah.
Moitzi b'dvash, tapuach b'dvash. Dvash, why dvash? For what reason dvash? I don't want to go into an arichet. Just very, very simple. Dvash is the Torah Kedosha. Seven posik, mesukim midvash v'devet ptufim. Torah Kedosha is dvash. That's what dvash symbolizes, the Torah Kedosha. The difference in gematria between guf and neshama is dvash. 306. That's the difference between guf and neshama. You want to be meramed the person that comes to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a wake-up call. Rosh Hashanah is the avoda of leaving our guf and connecting our guf back to the neshama. Back like Tchilas Avriya, Lekim Otas Adam Yosho. Rosh Hashanah was the day of creation. That day there was the off of an Adama was connected to the neshama. We have to reconnect it. We have to reassociate the guf with the neshama. That's what the Dvash reminds us of, the difference between the guf and the neshama, and the koyach to elevate back the guf to the neshama is with the Torah Akedosha. Coming back to what we spoke about, let us tell, see two devogim nifloim admiyot in this inyan of being ma'achet the guf and the neshama, or as we called it, shamayim ve'eretz. In all svarim akedosha, tell us that the ichud of Shemayim Ve'eretz, is in the numerical value of Shemayim Ve'eretz. Shemayim Ve'eretz is 687. That number, Tefresh Pei Zayin, that causes the ichud of Shemayim Ve'eretz. Let me tell you over and over on Nifla, that it says in Ma'aseh Rekeach. Rekeach was a Kadmon. It says in the first Mishnah Kedushin. Everybody knows the first Mishnah Kedushin. We're going to start Motzi Yom Kippur, Daf Yomi Kedushin. What's the first Mishnah? Isha Niknis B'Kesef B'Shtar U'Bevir. Oy B'Kesef Oy B'Shtar Oy B'Bevir. Why does it say B'Kesef B'Shtar U'Bevir in the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah is only a Moshal on the third Akedah up there. Who's the real Isha? The Gemara says in Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Isha is the third Akedah. The third Akedah, you have to have all three. The third Akedah is not enough one Kenyan. You need Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Kesef is Chuka, Nichsef, Nichsafti. Shtar means that you have to write the Torah, Kosmei Maluch Libecha. The Torah Kedosh has to be Angikrit, has to be Chorus ala Luchais, has to be Chorus in the Leif. And Bia, you have to be completely engrossed in Torah, you have to be completely connected to Torah Kedosh. Zok the Maaseh Rekeach, Kesef, Shtar, Bia, is 687. Because the Torah Kedosh connects in Shemaim and Eretz together. That's why Kesef Shtar Ubiya is 687, because it connects back to Torah Akedosha and Shemayim and Eretz. That's the tablet of Torah Akedosha. Let us see a double nifla. Shoifo mezuzra oval. The Dirai Mitzvah that the Rambam says wake up a person from Shemayim to Eretz with the three words are 687. Relevant to that inyan that our tachlis is to overcome the Eretz and connect back the Eretz to Shemayim. More than that, Mechaber and Achenu Bnei Yisrael Asfardim do like the Mechaber. We blow 100 kedus. Achenu Asfardim go like the Mechaber, and the Mechaber said that they blow one more coil afterwards. Either through a gedolah, says the Mechaber, or they blow a kia gedolah, but you blow 101 kedus. What is the 101 kedus? You blow 100 kedus. We have to mechavim the one, it says in the Simcha Sof, but Akoponim, there's an Indian of 101 Kailis. Shofar, we said before, is be'emes the only Avodah. All the others are only a Siyuah and Avodah. The true Avodah of Chibur Shemayim Ba'aretz comes from what? From the Torah, from the Shofar. Shofar with 101 is Tafresh Pei Zayin. That's the 101 Kailis. To be meramis, to remember that Avodah of Chibur Shemayim Ba'aretz. The Rambam in Hilchus Aveilus brings a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Let us end with this pasuk. A new yiddike pasuk in Yirmiyah. Hashem einecho haloi le'emuna. Hikisa oisam v'loi cholu. Kilisam meyanu kachas musa. Chizku pneyem misela meyanu loshu. New yiddike deburim. Hashem, I'm touching the pasuk more or less like the Malbim, like the Barbanel. Hashem, einecho, your eyes, haloi le'emuna. I love you, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, from us. the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to have emuna, that when something happens we should remember that who did it? The Rebbeinu Shlomo.
I said over this question twice this week, and I'll say it over a third time this week. I want to ask every person a question, every person that's here a question, should ask himself the following question. I'm worried the kikasha on all of us. I'm including myself in the kasha. Person gets a telephone call in the middle of the night, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. A yid was taking emergency into the hospital. Rachmana litzlan, that's serious. What does every yid do? Picks up a tefillin. Everybody. Every yid. One more, one less, but a little tefillin. Person that you know, I want to ask everybody a question. Last week, Monday night, everybody was busy with news. Lehman Brothers fell. Tumul, everybody was busy with news. Anybody picked up a tillim and said a capital tillim? The financial markets are falling, Did you pick up a tillim and say a capital tillim? No! You know why? Well, that's the intervention in the financial markets. The Wall Street Journal tell me an analysis why it happened. Or the Amidio write an analysis why it happened. Where did the Rebbeinu Shlomo come into this picture? That's our mistake. When the Rebbeinu Shlomo brings tragedies to the world, when the Rebbeinu Shlomo shakes the pillars of the world, Toshin Samach, the Rebbeinu Shlomo threw down the World Trade Centers. Toshin Samach, the Rebbeinu Shlomo took two big companies that were the two World Trade Centers, the two buildings, the two financial big financial companies, and toppled them. It's no different. The same McDonald's, the same big McDonald's, the Rebbeinu Shlomo toppled them again. Why? Hashem Einecha Alele Emuna. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to have Emuna, to realize that the Bnei Olam of the world, the Bnei Olam wants us to realize who's controlling the world. You would have told somebody a year ago that in a year from now there won't be any more financial institutions, whatever they're called, these financial institutions that don't exist anymore. You tell you, you're not normal, they would tell you. Who did it? Not the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Hashem Einecha Alele Emuna. He keeps the Reisam. I gave them such a clap for the Cholo and they didn't have any pagas. They didn't wake up. The Rebbeinu Shlomo gives us help. To give us that we should have a pachat before Yom Adin. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to give it. I think that we should be able to have the pachat of Yom Adin. The Rebbeinu Shlomo shackled the belt a little to help us. Hashem Einecha Alele Emuna. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to be maminim. Moshe Feinstein writes in Dor HaShemeshe, Neuer Dikizach, he's still said in Rosh, Neuer Dikizach. Person has $100,000 in the bank, FDIC insured. Had any pachat? It's not going to be around tomorrow. I have it today. I have it tomorrow. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is not giving it to me tomorrow. I had it already. He gave it to me a year ago. He gave it to me 10 years ago. Why do I have it tomorrow? Because I have it. That's Rav Moshe. It's kvira. In Pesach states in the Vayoma, a Mishnah picker of it. Every minute. So you tell me it's impossible. What do you mean? It's impossible. I know somebody in the World Trade Center had bars of gold worth $10 million. I know the person. Is anything more secure, bars of gold, the $10 million bars of gold laying in the vaults in the basement of the World Trade Center? The most secure thing that you could be. It all melted, nothing was left. You tell somebody, that's the Muna that the Rebbeinu wants us to believe. The Rebbeinu wants us to believe there's nothing I have because I had yesterday, I have it today. I have it today because there's a Olam of the world. There's a Rebbeinu Shlomo on the world and he wants me to have it today. Hashem Einecha Alele Emuna. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is asking us for Emuna. He keeps the Reisam, the Leichalu. And we don't have the Pachal in the Rambam in the Sefer Avelus. We don't have the Pachal, we don't wake up. Come to Rosh Hashanah.
come to Rosh Hashanah. What is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is Emuna. Emuna in Malchus Shamayim. Emuna that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Melech HaKol HaAretz. Rebbeinu Shalom controls the world. Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a matana before Rosh Hashanah to realize that Rebbeinu Shalom controls the world. We should wake up from the slumber, from the sleep that we get caught up in the Havle Azman, in the Hevel, in the Rik of the Zman. We get caught up in it. That Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a wake up call. Rebbeinu Shalom helps us. Helps us that we should be able to understand that there's a Borei Olam on the world. That's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. And if we'll hear that Emunah, there won't be a Kisa'isim V'loichalu. There won't be a Kisa'isim V'loichalu. We'll have that Pachad when it comes to Kil Shofar. We'll hear the Kil Shofar. And we'll hear the Pachad that there's a Borei Olam on the world. We'll know that the Borei Olam controls the world. And we'll realize that everything we get is only from the Borei Olam. How much we have to be mispalel to the Borei Olam on Rosh Hashanah. How much we have to be meshubah to the Borei Olam. And how much you have to listen to the Borei Olam, and how much we're missing from listening to the Borei Olam. That's what the Shofar has to remind us. The Shofar will bring us to that Emunah, and the Rebbeinu Shalom will see that we want to be Maminim B'nai Maminim. We want to be Maminim in the Rebbeinu Shalom, we want to become close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom will bring us back to Beit HaMikdash, Meher B'Yemeinu, Dadeh B'Shom. Over there we'll be able to see openly that there's a Borei Olam of the world, and be able to be Zeicha to the intervention with Emet Yerushalayim. Thank you.